Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. This is a short one. Just want to talk to you about the definition of a VA. And the reason I bring this up is because I've seen this quite often this last week or so, where the definition of a VA by many new VA coaches and trainers is a freelancer who offers administrative skills to their clients. That's not a VA. I'm not saying VAs don't offer admin skills, but they are not specifically admins. And I think that's what's confusing people, is that they think that being a VA means being an admin, and that is not the case. So my definition of being a VA is someone who supports online business owners in a variety of ways and skill sets. Sure, they may offer admin services, but there is more to it than that. So it's not just black and white. A VA is not someone who offers admin services. It's someone who supports online business owners in a variety of ways. You could be technical. You could be a project manager. You could be a copywriter. You could be someone who does social media strategy and marketing. So I just want to take a second to correct, in my opinion, the definition today of what a VA is. Maybe 20 years ago, a VA was someone offering admin services. Now, they are someone who offers a variety of services to online business owners. And it's not a job. Most VAs are business owners themselves. Now, they may also be freelancers, which means they're, you know, they have a side hustle while they're building their business. But they really are somebody who supports online business owners in a number of ways. And this is kind of sticky for me, because when I started my VA business, I thought, I don't want to be an admin. And nothing against admins, it just wasn't for me. And so I quickly did research until I found that there are few, at that time, people offering other types of skills. Well, over the last 15 years, things have started to shift and move away from admin only. In fact, the market is moving away from admin services into more, I would say, indispensable type skills, the types of skills that clients can't do themselves, which would be technology skills, you know, digital marketing skills, copywriting, any kind of expertise outside the admin circle. So just a quick podcast to let you know that Susan's definition of a VA is not someone just offering admin services. It's someone who supports online business owners, which could include admin services, but it's above and beyond that. And I think that we all need to come together and make sure that we're portraying what the industry is now and where it's going, because it's really focused on helping our clients be successful. And that comes from offering skills that clients can't do themselves. Become an asset to your clients by learning those skills that they can't do for themselves, and really maximize your potential, your marketability, and your income. So as I said, this was just a quick one to kind of paint a different picture of what's being portrayed out there, especially for those of you who want to join the VA industry but think, well, I have to be an admin. You don't. I never was an admin. I didn't offer any admin skills. I was a techie, and I, you know, learned other things as I went along. So just realize the VA industry is not admin specific. It is open to anybody who wants to bring a specific skill set to their clients, and maybe something that you brought from your days in corporate. Like, I brought my project management skills. Maybe you're a business analyst, right? Maybe you do human resources. Maybe you do graphic design. All of that is part of the industry, because the industry has specific expertise in many different skill sets. Okay, so enough. I'll get off my box here. I just want to make sure that everybody understands that the VA industry is not admin specific. It is so much more than that. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.